Good afternoon, this is Tony Rice. You're listening to Verulam Sports, and we love promoting and just championing the awesome local sporting talent we've got in our area. One of the kind of jewels in that crown is Ollie, career perfect, punch perfect Patterson, returning to Verulam Sports. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Thanks, Tony. I'm good. Yourself?
Hey, do you know what? Doing very, very well. I'm glad to be in a lovely warm studio right about now. It's a sunny afternoon, but it's freezing, but there we go.
That wind, yeah.
It gets you, doesn't it? But there we go. Anyway, goodness me, what always gets us going is to hear about the amazing things in your career, in your world. I know we've been bigging this up for a little while. Time flies. It's almost upon us. Tell us, Ollie, how excited are you for a week today, returning to the ring, again at the historic York Hall Bethnal Green?
Yeah, as I say, I can't wait. It's been a little while coming now. I'm excited and pumped and ready. And as I said, all the hard work near enough done. It's just keeping it going for that last week, and then I'm excited to make it 9-0.
Absolutely, career perfect, 8-0 so far, and again bidding for that 9-0. Again, you know, literally perfect. But always, again, the nature of your world is that it just takes that one unseen punch that could change things. Again, conscious of that, but I know you're a man who focuses in on what you can control. Talk us through the training and how it's been going. Some of the highlights of sparring as well.
Yeah, training's been as tough as ever, but it's enjoyable because you know when you're putting in the work that it's. You're going to get the rewards. So, it's been good sparring. I say I've been sparring really well. Got some good sparring in this camp. So, I'm just buzzing for Saturday, really.
I'll tell you what, get down and support Ollie. It's going to be at the historic York Hall Arena. We'll tell you how you can get involved. But just coming to this fight, again, a week today, just remind us who the opponent is. I believe he's actually an ex-English title holder.
His name's Harry Matthews. He's a solid opponent. He's boxed the likes of Eubank Jr. and he boxed Nick Blackwell in an English title. So he's very well schooled. He was a good amateur as well. He's quite experienced, and he'll come to win. So it's a massive test for me. It's a good step up, but that's what we want. We want to keep moving up the ladder, sort of thing, and. Push on for better names and bigger fights.
Absolutely. It's a big, big project, and I'm very convinced that you are kind of going all the way to that super elite level, principally as much as anything, not merely the fact you are career perfect, 8-8.
Yeah.
But again, just coming back to what you said there, you seem to genuinely love the 360 of the boxing kind of package. Appreciate all the hard work, but you understand, it seems to me, that is the necessary pieces of the puzzle that will take you, I'm sure, all the way to the stratosphere.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you've got to enjoy what you're doing. I mean, there is times, don't get me wrong, in camp that I dread going out for a run, or especially like weather like this, or especially for me, it's because I'm cutting down to super middleweight now. It's like diet. I'm craving things I wouldn't normally have to crave, but like McDonald's and things like that. I'm seeing the smelling things there. it is hard in them sort of areas, but they're only short lived sort of thing. You just I can focus then on the fight, and then it sort of makes it worth it. And then especially after the fight, I can have a few days of enjoying what I want to eat and chilling out for a bit.
It's all sounding good. Again, a week today, 23rd of February. It's come around real quick. A historic York Hall Bethnal Arena. It really is a true boxing venue, this, isn't it? I mean, it oozes history, like we've explained in the past.
Yep.
The great and the good of British boxing have fought there. I guess, you know, but it's your home from home. You've really kind of done your business there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've boxed there a few times as an amateur as well. And then I've boxed most of my pro fights there as well. So it is like a second home. And obviously, when you look back and you see some of the names that have boxed there, it's an honour to be taking part in them in a fight there as well.
Absolutely. And again, London Coney's own career perfect, punch perfect Ollie Patterson, going to do the business against a pedigree opponent a week today. Tell us, Ollie, how can we all get there, get involved, get tickets and show support to you?
Well, I made it a lot easier for people. I've just recently set up my new website, so it's www.punchperfectpatterson.com. If you go onto that, you'll be able to get bike tickets that way, and then they get sent straight out to you.
Hey, perfect. Run that past us once again.
Yep, so it's www.punchperfectpatterson.com.
Perfect. Just a real final quick question, Ollie, before we kind of let you go. I know you've sparred in the past with ex-gold medalist St. Albans' own James De Gale. He's got a big, intriguing fight coming up. I think he's also on the 23rd against Eubank Jr., a guy, again, you referenced.
He must be the week after.
It's the week after, beg your pardon. How's he looking? Feeling pretty confident going into this kind of intriguing match, having given up a belt to seek the big name fights?
Yeah, I think James has got it in. He's definitely got the pedigree there to get the win. If I'm honest, he's a much better boxer than Eubank is, and I think if he's on his game and he's training as well as I think he has been, then I can only really see one result. I mean, Eubank, you've got to give him credit because he's a tough lad. He keeps going and he's quite resilient. He'll stay there till the 12th round. He's quite hard to stop. So James will have to be on point. He'll have to keep him at bay for the 12 rounds and just box his head off. Obviously, anyone can get caught in boxing, so there is a chance of stopping him. But I reckon James De Gale will win on point.
Do you know, I think that's a really good shout. Well, it's an awesome shout. Is listen, get down and support Ollie Patterson, London Coney's own. Again, 8 from 8. He's bidding for 9 from 9. That's happening at the York Hall next Saturday. But for right here, right now, Ollie, all the best. Have a good, easy but powerful last week of training. And look forward to hearing back from you, as I'm sure you will be career perfect after the bout on the 23rd.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, definitely.
You're a star, matey. Have a good afternoon.
And you. Thank you.